Next item is change of zone number 1629, William Warrington.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1629 for William Warrington for a change in zoning from GR General Residential to a GR RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The property is currently zoned GR General Residential. Under this application, that basic zoning and the density permitted in a GR zone will not change. The County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Central water will also be provided. With the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. And essentially, this is a clustered design subdivision with minimum lot sizes of at least 7,500 square feet. Because the property is currently zoned GR, the cluster option under AR zoning is not available. The project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding community. There are several existing subdivisions in the immediate area with similar characteristics. As stated by the applicant, this is basically infill development. According to the county comprehensive plan, the project is in a developing area. The applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions, them being, one, the maximum number of lots shall not exceed 49 single-family lots. Two, all entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. Three, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. Four, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. Five, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. There shall be sidewalks on both sides of all streets within the RPC. A system of street lights shall be installed. The developer shall form a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. No wetlands shall be included within any individual lots. In addition, any wetland buffers required by section 115-93B shall be shown on the final site plan. A vegetated buffer shall be established to separate the wetlands from the tot lot area, and this shall be shown on the final site plan. A 20-foot wide vegetated buffer shall be established along Parker House Road. This too shall be shown on the final site plan. The applicant has proposed to maintain the existing tree stand along the perimeter property line. This shall be shown on the site, on the final site plan. A hunting notice similar to the agricultural use notice indicating that hunting activities may occur nearby shall be included on the final site plan and within the restrictive covenants. No ATVs or four-wheeler type vehicles shall be operated on the streets or within the development. This shall be referenced in the restrictive covenants. Upon the completion of the development, all silt fences shall be removed from the site. If requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and the location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in these buffer areas. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just a question.
Sir.
On N.
It says no ATVs or four-wheeler type vehicles. Could we add before four-wheeler non-licensed? Because you got a pickup for a four-wheeler, and then somebody might get confused.
That would be an excellent revision, and I shall take the other questions from the commission and then amend my motion.
Just one other, I think, amendment, and maybe I heard you wrong, but the wetlands buffer, it's 115, section 115-193B.
Okay. So noted.
Any other?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend what I just made insofar as a motion to add the word unlicensed to the condition stipulation of no ATVs or unlicensed four-wheeler type vehicles shall be operated on the streets or within the development. And the wetlands buffer, so noted by Mr. Robertson, to read section 115-193B and shall be shown on the final site.
All right, sir. Is there a second?
Second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1629, William Warren, for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.